You're listening to the Voice of BitClout podcast. Hey there, I'm Dr. Terry Fisher, one part physician and one part BitClout enthusiast. I think. Is BitClout good? Is BitClout bad? I have no idea, but I'm going to find out. Join me on this journey as we uncover what BitClout, creator coins, and the whole creator economy is all about. Let's talk BitClout. Hey, thanks for joining me for this episode. So in the last episode, I said that I was going to release these on a weekly basis. Well, okay, I may have lied because there is so much attention right now over what's going on, and I'm getting so many questions about what different things mean, what can you do with creator coins, what is the founder's reward, all this kind of stuff. So I'm going to keep producing these podcasts and try to answer some of these questions that keep coming up. And hopefully that'll give you a little bit more information and allow you to make some informed decisions when you're deciding what you want to do with your BitClout account. Again, remember, this is not investment advice. This is all informational purpose. This is all for informational purposes only. But I think it's pretty exciting. And again, as I said before, I'm cautiously optimistic. I don't know. Is this thing all going to crash and burn? It might. So again, don't be investing any money that you would be horrified to lose if you lost it all. Just keep that in mind. Having said that, last time we talked a little about what are creator coins, you can check that episode. That was episode number 3. I want to go into that a little bit more today. What can you do with creator coins? Like, what is the value of this? And I also want to just quickly address one other question that has come up. And sometimes on the BitClout account, when you look at a profile, you're going to see a couple of icons. You're either going to see a little clock, or you'll see a blue check mark, or nothing. And I just want to clarify what that is. If you see a little clock icon, that means that that particular account has been reserved. So the profiles for the 15,000 top influencers from Twitter were preloaded into BitClout. And those are the ones that have a clock, meaning they're waiting for those people to claim their accounts. When they are claimed, they then can become verified. And if they're verified, then you know that it truly is that person. And that's when the blue check mark appears. So keep in mind that if an account is not verified, you do have to do your due diligence to make sure that this is truly who the person says they are, because there are a lot of people on here that are impersonating other accounts to try to abuse the system. So just keep that in mind. All right, I wanted to make sure that we address that. Now, let's get into the creator coins and what you can do with them. Here are some examples of ideas that were mentioned in the BitClout white paper of things that you can do with the creator coins. Essentially, what are creator coins useful for? Now, first of all, keep in mind that creator coins are really the first way that we have as a society to quantify social clout. And that means that the person's value in their creator coin is going to be correlated with, well, a variety of things. And that's up for you to determine what you value. But let me give you an example. This is the example that was in the white paper, or that is in the white paper. Let's say Elon Musk succeeds in landing the first person on Mars. That is a huge accomplishment. And theoretically, that should cause the price of his creator coin to go up. But let's say, for example, a prominent public figure makes some type of racial slur. Well, that would be a horrible thing. And of course, that person's value would go down. And so that creator coin of that person likely would go down as people start to sell off that person's creator coin. So that gives you an idea of how what you do could influence the price of your creator coin. So what can you use these creator coins for? Here are some examples. Well, what you could do is you could have a stakeholder meeting. In other words, people that own your coin, you could choose to make a private meeting or have private access to you for those coin holders. Now, you could choose to make it just the top coin holder. It could be the top 5, the top 10, whatever you want. But the point is you get control over that access to you through the investments that have been made in your coin. Similarly, you could also use this as a way to prioritize messages. So if somebody has the most creator coins of your coin, you could prioritize answering messages. And similarly, people that have a little bit less, they would get a little bit less priority, and so on. And so it's a way for you to filter your inbox according to people that are investing the most in your coins. Another thing that you could do is you could have sponsored posts. The way this could work theoretically is an influencer could have an inbox, and those that are looking for this influencer to reclout or otherwise promote a product, they would be bidding on that sponsored post. And this influencer can decide if they want to do that. Of course, the currency could be BitClout or it could be an investment in Creator Coin. Another thing that you could do is you could have premium content. So only those people that hold a certain number of Creator Coins get access to certain content. Maybe it could be in the form of a monthly subscription. There are so many different models there that could be developed as well. Another thing that could be done is an influencer could look at providing special products, services, engagements, special opportunities with their following. And this could be based on, again, Creator Coin holdings. So for example, maybe there are 1,000 special promotional items. As they talk about in the white paper, they give the example of a poster. Maybe there's 1,000 posters and it's the top 1,000 Creator Coin holders that are going to get that poster. That can be done. One final example here is the idea of money likes. So the idea that perhaps you could like something, and when you like something, it is treated as a purchase, a micro purchase of the Creator Coin of the person that created that post. So essentially it costs a fraction of a BitClout, tiny fraction, to like something, but then you get that person's coin when you do so. It's very interesting way of monetizing and showing your support for the influencers and for the content creators. Now, this is just the tip of the iceberg. There are already so many different creative ways that people are interacting with the holders of one's Creator Coins. And we're going to see this explode. There are so many different ways right now because this is so early. I love seeing all the creativity of people that are out there and using this new platform in very unique ways. If you have any creative ideas, and please feel free to hit me up on BitClout. Again, my BitClout handle is Dr. Terry Fisher, DrTerifisher, or through the podcast BitClout handle, which is Voice of BitClout. So I think we'll stop there. Thanks again for tuning in today. I hope this gives you a little bit more idea of what is going to be possible with Creator Coins. Like I said, we've only scratched the surface on this, and I think it's quite interesting to see the way this is going to go. So I will be releasing other podcasts with other answers to other questions, primarily now being driven by you. Thank you already for the great support in this podcast. It has just launched and already the download numbers are pretty impressive. So I want to thank you very, very much from the bottom of my heart for your great support. And I hope that this is valuable to you. If there are any specific questions that you would like me to address, please let me know. I will talk to you again very soon on episode number 5.